These lambs are being fattened inside a cool shed, while outside the crops ripen for harvest. It's Young, the southwest slopes of New South Wales, one of the richest grain-growing regions in Australia. But even here, the climate is heating and drying. Peter Holding is a climate champion, a farmer who understands the arguments about global warming.
Well, what's pretty much happening is that we're losing the autumns and the springs, and the weather we're having tends to be more extreme. So the real issue for us is increasing temperature. Once wheat goes over about 28 degrees, or especially over 30 degrees for extended 3 or 4 days, you saw what happened in the Mallee a couple of weeks ago. Well, that can happen everywhere, and the crops just fail. If we get into a situation where that sort of spring occurs regularly, then I'd suggest that a lot of cropping is going to be in big trouble.
2 degrees shift in temperature will change farming systems, and people will have to certainly adjust to a different system.
Ian McClelland is chair of the Managing Climate Variability Program, which has sunk millions of dollars into climate research. His Wimmera Mallee region of northern Victoria is already producing less grain due to a 25% drop in rainfall, combined with heatwaves, floods and frosts.
The last 10 years for us has been quite horrific in relation to our production. We've mixed in a flood year, actually, which was a 1-in-100-year event in 2010-11, which really caused the same damage, but in reverse.
What about apple producers? Heat waves cause severe harm to humans. What do they do to fruit?
Increased heat suddenly alters the apples. Need two varieties to cross-pollinate, and it's a threat that cultivars will not join up at the right time, and so that pollination will be reduced. But it's another adjustment that they will have to make.
The Climate Council's Leslie Hughes says consumers have already noticed with price rises.
So food prices during the drought during 2005 to 2007 went up quite substantially. For example, fruit went up over 43% in price and vegetables over 33%.
With climate change is expected more intense cyclones. What does that do to food distribution?
Okay, so in the last decade or so, we've had two really big cyclones in North Queensland, Cyclone Larry and Cyclone Yasi, and anybody that likes bananas will remember the impact that those cyclones had on that particular crop. In both cases, about 90% of the banana crop was wiped out, and prices for bananas went from a few dollars till over $12. Certain types of extreme events that we've seen over the last few years, such as the floods in Brisbane, there have been real disruptions to food supply. So Brisbane came within a day of running out of bread, for example.
Farmer Ian McClelland is confident science will deliver answers.
Australia is probably the most variable climate in the world. So helping farmers adapt to the floods and the droughts and the in-betweens is a huge challenge for the farming community.
The Climate Council's Leslie Hughes says farmers can adapt, but it's expensive.
Well, one of the most dramatic examples is the Brown Brothers company, that one of Australia's biggest wine producers. They recently purchased a new vineyard in Tasmania that cost them over $30 million, I believe, to move their cool season wine production from Victoria. It's a fantastic example of what we would call transformative adaptation. But of course, most farmers don't have $30 million nor the desire to move their operations to Tasmania. So one of the important things to bear in mind about adaptation is that it has real financial implications.